earlier this week, the National Ag Statistics Service reported the peanut crop about 10% planted. Normally, the five-year average is about 15%, so slightly behind but catching up with clear skies. Alabama was about 17%. They're right on schedule. Georgia, 10%. Normally, they're at 12. Florida's at 25. Normally, they're at 28 on the five-year average. Earlier this season, USDA had predicted that the nationwide increase in peanut acreage would be about 9%. They're showing Alabama up 6%, Florida down 10%, and Georgia up 20%. That will stay the same until June the 30th, when USDA will issue the acreage reported by farmers. Meanwhile, the job is to get the crop planted and get up a good stand. Farmers are reminded about planting varieties, that these varieties are protected by the Plant Variety Protection Act and the utility patents, which prevent producers from saving and using their own seed. Under the Act, the farmers may save enough seed of a protected variety to plant his own farm holdings, but may not sell without permission of the variety's owner. It is an infringement to condition, bag, or store farm-saved peanuts if the quantity exceeds what the farmer legally saved for planting purposes. Under the U.S. patent law, a farmer may not condition, treat, or bag, or store any seed of a utility-patented variety or a variety containing a utility-patented gene, such as the high-oleic, even for your own use. So growers should not risk the future of their farm or business by purchasing or selling seed that is not protected and doing it wrong. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.